The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
19 to 9. Haven't had a chat about Blake's Army for quite some time, and it's rather apt that we do so right now because there's a big change that's happened where Blake's Army is concerned, and one of the directors from Blake's Army is on the line at the moment, Paul Martino. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, PT.
We were, you were just reminiscing with my good self about the good old days of when we used to hang out together at Publicity up there on the corner of Sturt and Drummond Street.
Yes, indeed. A long, long time ago, 1993, I think.
Gee, we had some big nights up there, didn't we?
We did. A lifetime ago, my friend.
Yes, it certainly was. Paul, you're now nowadays a director of Blake's Army, and that has taken on a significant change because there's three letters that are now set in concrete against Blake's Army, and that's LTY, or limited, if you like, or LTD, whatever the case may be. And boy, Blake's Army has gone from strength to strength in the fight against bone marrow failure. Just give us, again, for anyone who's not heard about Blake's Army, just a little bit of background on young Blake and how he's travelling at the moment.
Sure, Peter. Yeah, Blake is a 15-year-old Ballarat lad, becoming a man. His family, the Dryden family, his dad Luke is the creator of this group called Blake's Army, and Blake's struggling a bit at the moment. To be fair, he's down at the Royal Children's with his dad, getting some treatment. It's been a tough, very tough journey for him, but he's a fighter, and he's pushing through.
Yeah, and I did speak to, I was texting with Luke last night, and he said, mate, can you catch up with Paul tomorrow? I've been summoned down the Royal Children's. Blake's not doing so well. And I said, mate, you go and look after your boy, and we'll look after things on air tomorrow. So we're sending out our best to Blake and, of course, the family as well. Blake's Army has come a long way, Paul. You're a director, and let me tell you, there are some big names now associated with it, and I guess none bigger than Paul Roos, who's the director and head of Blake's Army's leadership program.
Yeah, that's right. The leadership, what's really exciting about Blake's Army, I mean, yes, it's really important about raising awareness about bone marrow failure, and that's a primary goal. Raising money is obviously important because raising money is what helps research a cure. But the leadership program by Paul Roos is a nationally high-caliber elite program, which what Luke's been able to arrange through his effort is an army reserve. And what that means is there's going to be eight national organisations, volunteer organisations, that are going to benefit from having some of their volunteers do this program. PT, some of the names are like Apex, Volunteer Firefighters, Emergency Services, Nurses and Paramedics, Salvation Army, Indigenous and Remote Australian Support Workers. So there's going to be lots and lots of volunteers around Australia who benefit from doing this world-class program.
Yeah,
by Paul Roos.
Yeah, and there are six interactive webinars. Now, just some of the names who are going to be a part of this is quite incredible. Aaron Finch, Craig Tiley, Justin Langer, Lydia LaSella, Lauren Jackson, Gil McLaughlin, Nick Maxwell, Pat Rafter, Scott Cummings, Liam Pickering, Tim Zhu, and heaps of others. Mate, this is incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's really like the near 2 years I've been associated, what Luke's been doing is just building this team of really motivated, high caliber professionals, a lot in the sporting field, but many in the business field as well, that really resonate with Blake's fight and resonate with what Luke and Blake are trying to achieve here. I mean, people, our listeners might remember or recognise Matty Riewoldt's vision. So Richmond and St Kilda every year play a game of AFL footy, raising money for Matty Riewoldt's vision. Now, Matty, who lost her fight some years ago, she had the same condition, severe aplastic anemia that Blake has. So I think it just resonates with those people, and it's just such a high caliber team that Paul Roos has put together.
Yeah, it certainly is. Blake was diagnosed back in November of 2016, and Paul, he's such a fighter, isn't he? If you want some inspiration, you just got to look at this kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're trying to do, PT, is direct people to Blake's Army website, to blakesarmy.org.au, to donate. And by doing so, we're going to raise money for Blake's Army, and also put many volunteers from those organisations through the leadership program.
Yep.
And hopefully, mate, at the end of the year, which we'll be asking you to come along, and maybe even with Brett, who follows you, we're going to be holding a gala ball here, hopefully in Ballarat, if the numbers, we think the numbers are going to be very high, and it's going to be an exciting event, and hopefully many of those people we've just been talking about can be there.
Well, we'd love to be there, and you can donate as a business, you can become a general public soldier, where donations are concerned, blakesarmy.org.au, that's blakesarmy.org.au. And of course, Paul, our airtime is your airtime here at 3BA, and if you need to update us in the not-too-distant future, don't hesitate to get in touch and we'll make it happen, all right?
Thanks very much, PT.
And again, please send our thoughts down to Blake and the family in his little fight that he's got going on. Well, it's never a little fight where Blake's concerned. It's always a big fight that's happening at the Royal Children's at the moment. Great to have you on the show, mate, and you take care, all right?
Will do. Thanks, PT.
Paul Martino, director, one of the nine directors now of Blake's Army Limited, blakesarmy.org.au.